Now to another front in the fight against ISIS in Iraq. It's been 3 years since thousands of Yazidis there fled ISIS and sought refuge on Mount Sinjar in northern Iraq. Historically, the mountain is a sacred place and sanctuary for people of the Yazidi faith. Many of those who fled ISIS have been living on the mountaintop ever since. Others returned home only to flee again more recently when fresh fighting broke out among Kurdish groups. The World's Richard Hall recently traveled to the Yazidi settlement on Mount Sinjar and spoke with people there.
That's Hassan Silo, a 41-year-old metal worker from a nearby village. He's saying, if it was not for this mountain, we would all be dead. ISIS is stronger than us, but we can protect ourselves using the mountain. You can actually see the home his family fled from up here on the mountain, where he has been living with his wife and 8 children for 3 years now.
We left our house at 9 in the morning, on the 3rd of August 2014. We haven't been home since then.
Their village is still under the control of ISIS. He is among thousands of others living up here in tents on the mountaintop, in the same situation. Just down the road, I find Wahda Khalaf, making bread near her tent. She's emptying some coals into a bread oven, then sits cross-legged, throwing the dough between her hands, dipping it in salt, and then dropping it into a large tin tray. This is the second time she has fled to Mount Sinjar.
It has made us feel that we would never again be happy in our lives.
She first came here in 2014, along with thousands of other Yazidis escaping ISIS. After being stranded on the mountain for 2 weeks, she and her family eventually made their way to the town of Sinuni, north of Mount Sinjar. They stayed at a relative's house, planning to wait it out until ISIS was fully cleared from their hometown. But in late March, when fighting broke out between rival Kurdish groups in the next town over, they fled up here again.
We don't dare to go back again. This is the second time that fighting has happened there. People are getting killed.
The Yazidi people here on Mount Sinjar are caught in the middle between two groups who have sworn to protect them. This takes a little explaining. We're in northern Iraq, which is an autonomous Kurdish region. When ISIS first attacked the Yazidi towns around Sinjar, it was the Kurdish PKK who came to their rescue, not the Kurdish government's Peshmerga forces. But now, the Kurdistan Regional Government wants the PKK, which is mostly made up of fighters from Turkey and Syria, to leave. That's alarming to Wahda Khalaf.
If not for the PKK, most of the Yazidis would have been killed by ISIS. We don't want the PKK to go so that ISIS could do what they did to us last time. As long as one Yazidi is in danger, we don't want the PKK to leave.
But the Yazidis may not have a say in the matter. Turkey, which has been battling the PKK for decades, actually bombed a PKK building at the base of the mountain last month. They threatened to do it again if the PKK didn't leave. For the Yazidis, it's an impossible situation. They are grateful to the PKK, but desperate for security. Khalaf says she doesn't want to see the PKK leave until the Yazidis are given international protection. She specifically mentions wanting the United States to keep an eye on their situation. Silo, the metal worker, says something similar.
When our situation gets better and security is restored, they should leave. We are Iraqi people. They are not even Iraqis themselves. They are from other countries such as Syria and Turkey. They cannot rule here.
In the meantime, thousands of Yazidis remain in tents in the dramatic landscape on top of the mountain, living off handouts from international aid groups, getting by any way they can. I come across a shack that's been turned into a barber shop. The barber is 25-year-old Kasim.
Actually, business here is okay. But as you see, we're working inside a tent. This is because we don't have any other opportunities. Our people need barbers, and I'm thankful that I can serve my people here.
Kasim tells me the most popular haircut in his shop is the American style, or more specifically, the American soldier style. He jokes that the man in the seat is getting an Obama haircut. Maybe later we will do this for Trump, he says. Qasem learned to cut hair on the fly. He watched other people do it and just practiced. He got tired of waiting and decided to do something with his time up here on the mountain. He seems like an optimistic person, but like most people on Mount Sinjar, he foresees a difficult time ahead for the Yazidis.
We have nothing left, and there's nothing that didn't happen to us. We as Yazidi people don't see much safety in the Middle East, especially with the racist ideology that is here. We hope that someday it will vanish and we can live together peacefully.
Until then, he says, at least ISIS can't reach us on the mountain. For the World, Richard Hall, Mount Sinjar, Northern Iraq.